A lot of attention is being paid to Donald Trump and his potential impact on Republican Party hopes to reclaim the White House. But skepticism about his chances to achieve that is extending elsewhere on the ballot. Could Trump hurt the GOP in congressional races? Could that also go down ballot as far as the legislature? And is this the chance Arizona Democrats have been hoping for to win a majority in the state Senate? Or is it simply too steep a hill to climb? Hank Stevenson, along with Ben Giles, wrote about the possibility of a legislative shift in the Arizona Capital Times. And Hank joins me now in studio. Hank, welcome.
Thanks for having me on, Steve.
So what is the plan, first of all, for Democrats? And let's look for, I know you tend to cover the House, but having written this piece as well, let's focus on the Senate because the numbers are a little bit closer. What's the strategy there?
Yeah, I think, you know, there's no doubt that presidential races drive turnout. So I think that, the politicos are right in saying that whatever the impact may be, the presidential race will really move people to the polls, get people voting. That's what people are looking at, not these legislative races. Okay. And when they go out to vote, you know, if they're voting for a Republican, frequently they'll vote all the way down the ballot for a Republican, or same for Democrats. So I think that they're right in saying that there could be a huge impact on this election based on, you know, the presidential candidates. And the Democrats, specifically in the Senate, are looking at the possibility of taking even a majority of the Senate, which is something they've claimed every year for, you know, many, many years. And it's never come to fruition before. But, you know, they're really revamping their efforts. They're getting their ground game together for a couple of key districts, saying we could have a majority, 16 members in the Senate. May or may not be likely, but I think that, you know, they do have some very competitive races this year where at least they have good chances of picking up one, two seats in the Senate.
Well, one that you wrote extensively about in the piece, and these would be two folks you've covered extensively in the House, Eric Meyer and Kate Brophy McGee, who have been seatmates, and they have one of the rare districts in Arizona where there's a Republican and a Democrat representing the same district. Now they're going for what has been Adam Driggs' seat. How competitive do you think that race is going to be?
That is the marquee legislative race this year, I think. That will be hugely competitive. It's always a very expensive race in that district. A lot of money is dumped into there. This year will be no different, a lot more expensive than the Senate races over there have been, where Adam Driggs has just kind of coasted to reelection. He hasn't had to put a whole lot of effort into it. Eric Meyer was termed out of the House. He served 8 years there, so he was kind of forced to move on. He challenged Adam Driggs to the Senate. The Republican Party leadership said, look, we can't afford to lose this seat. Adam Driggs, maybe it's time for you to do something else. And Kate Brophy McGee, the other House member from that district, stepped up. I think the Republican Party urged her to. She's a very hard campaigner, very good fundraiser, solid candidate, very moderate Republican, which is what that district looks for a lot of times. So that will be a heck of a race. That's really the one to watch. That's kind of a Phoenix, Scottsdale area. A little bit of Paradise Valley. A lot of very intelligent politicos live there, a lot of former lawmakers, judges. You know, it's kind of a very hot political district. So it'll be interesting to see, you know, whose record pulls them to victory, because they frequently have teamed up, Brophy McGee and Meyer. Worked on a lot of similar issues together, kids care this year, Medicaid expansion in the past. But there's a lot of differences between the two, I mean, besides just the party labels.
When we talk about a lot of money for a legislative race, give our listeners an idea of how much, because we're hearing, of course, tens of millions of dollars, even into the hundreds of millions of dollars at the national level. Legislative race, how much is a lot?
A lot would be $200,000. I think that would be a whole lot of money. Generally, I think those races break $100,000, you know, per candidate. But $200,000 would be pretty astounding. And I think, you know, we could get close to that this year on each side, especially with you counting the dark money groups, the outside political PACs spending money in those races, besides just the candidates. It really skyrockets from there. This could be a $500,000 race for, you know, one seat in the legislature that pays $24,000 a year. So
this seems obvious, I guess, Hank, but we've been so used to Republicans dominating the legislature, and even there were supermajorities not that long ago. You've got a Republican governor as well. How big a difference politically could this make in the state if the Democrats were even able to get 15-15 in the Senate?
Yeah, even a split would be a huge victory for the Democrats. I mean, that would allow them the possibility of, you know, by themselves, not having to break off a Republican, being able to stop just about anything from going through the chamber, which would drastically change the dynamics at the Capitol. Right now, as long as all the Republicans or near all the Republicans are in support of something, it flies through no problem. Democrats have zero, almost no power, let's say, maybe a little bit more than zero, but not much. And this would give them significant capital at the Capitol.
You've covered the House extensively. this speaker is outgoing, and there could be a change, a dramatic change in that body potentially. No one would predict Democrats will take that body. But what sort of a difference could it make to have a new speaker there and a new speaker with, let's say, closer to a split? Let's say Republicans still have a 7 or 8 seat advantage, but not as dramatic as it is now.
You know, the speakership race, those are kind of tough to call before the primary election, because there will be, you know, no matter what, a whole lot of new members, new Republicans coming in. They get to cast their votes for speaker. You've got three candidates running for it right now. Maybe four are still in it. Seems like it's kind of narrowed down to three. But I think either way, the House will be run very differently. This was kind of a strange 2 years under Speaker Gowin. You know, from the very get-go, he caught heat from his caucus for planning to spend $2 million to revamp the House, including putting a gym in there. You know, there were some troubled waters over in the House, and I think that the members of the House are really looking to not go down that path again. I think that the farthest you can be from the current speaker is probably an advantage for those candidates right now. It will still be a Republican House. There's no question about that. Even the Democrats, you know, kind of tacitly admit, yeah, we're not going to take the House, but we might cut down on the Republican advantage there by 2 seats, probably, is their best case scenario. They've got a handful of districts that they're looking at. There's a couple of places down in southern Arizona, specifically Legislative District 2, which kind of runs from Nogales to the bottom of Tucson, where there's a Republican occupying what should be a Democratic seat. If you look at the numbers, it's very amazing that this Republican was able to win this seat 2 years ago. And so Democrats are looking at that and saying, geez, we should have spent some more money in that race last year. We could have had this seat for the last 2 years, and they are not going to make that mistake again. I think that's one of their main pickup opportunities, is that Legislative District 2. They've got a couple of other seats that they want to pick up. Really, they've got to hold Meyer's seat in the House. That's a key district for them. They want to at least have, you know, one member. They want to keep it split as it has been. The House gets 2 members per district, and right now it's 1 and 1. And Democrats losing that would be huge for them. So they don't want to lose that. They've only got one candidate running, so they're not trying to take over the district. They just want to keep the same. And that's the case in a lot of places.
And because of that one candidate, there's that strategy, which I guess has been used before with Meyer and Brophy McGee, this idea of, what, cast a vote for a Democrat and then either don't cast another vote? Or how does that work?
So it's called a single-shot strategy. Basically, voters in every district in their House races get to pick 2 representatives. So there's 2 representatives from the House, 1 from the Senate. And, you know, you would think that the Democrats would want to put up 2 candidates where they're at a disadvantage just in case. But really, in a lot of ways, it makes more sense for them to just put up 1 candidate. And then the candidate goes door to door and says, you know, I'm a Democrat. I see that you're an independent. I would, you know, ask that you cast 1 vote for me and then 1 vote for your favorite Republican. And they can kind of consolidate all the votes for Democrats just in that 1 candidate. And it gives them a better chance of actually winning. So, you know, if Eric Meyer knocks on your door in Central Phoenix and kind of explains this strategy, he might do a better job than I do, because he's been doing it for 8 years, kind of explaining how to kind of beat the odds in a overwhelmingly, or, you know, a district where Republicans have a sizable advantage.
Hank Stevenson co-wrote a very interesting piece in the Arizona Capital Times with Ben Giles about attention being paid to the Arizona legislative races and whether presidential election and Donald Trump, whatnot, could affect that. Hank, thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having me, Steve.